Day Street Books and Harper Audio present. Yes, I can say that. When they come for the comedians, we are all in trouble. By Judy Gold. That's right, folks. I recorded a book. In memory of Uncle Bob Smith, whose reverence for language was unparalleled, whose unrepentant honesty, dignity, and pride in being gay was intoxicating, and whose hilarious comedy changed the conversation. Thank you for filling our lives with love and laughter. We miss you every second of every day. And to all of the comedians on stages all over the world who every single night fearlessly tell their stories, speak truth to power, and make the world laugh. Forward. Judy, why are you writing the foreword to your own book? Because I hate asking people for favors, unless it includes some type of massage. Since our beginning, human beings have instinctively known that laughing is good for you. The saying, laughter is the best medicine, is derived from the Book of Proverbs. And despite the passage of thousands of years, people today are pretty much laughing at the same things our ancestors were laughing at in biblical times. Each other, ourselves, our differences, and the flickers of recognition that confirm we're all the same. Good jokes are infused with human emotions accessible to everyone. When I was approached to write a book on freedom of speech from a comedian's perspective, I was elated that someone at a large publishing house thought that my point of view on the topic warranted enough interest to write a book. But the more I wrote, the more I realized that there was no way to fit in everything and everyone. The list of comedians, actors, satirists, cartoonists, journalists, writers, and other artists whose work exemplifies the sacredness of our First Amendment rights is far too long for me to pay homage to them individually. Suffice it to say, I believe we are all blessed by those who paved the way and broke down barriers so we could laugh while speaking truth to power. My viewpoints and opinions are based on my almost four decades of experience as a comedian. I performed my first stand-up set in 1981, and from that point on, I was hooked. I have been far from perfect with my use of language, and I, like most comics, regret bits or jokes I've done that went too far. In the 1980s, comics working in comedy clubs could basically say whatever they wanted. No subject was taboo, but the key was, and still is, that if you were going to joke about a subversive topic like race, religion, sex, politics, or death, it had to be funny. Some people would laugh, some people wouldn't. Some would applaud, some wouldn't. Then they'd pay their two-drink minimum, and we'd all go home and move on with our lives. Several months ago, one of my favorite comedians, Dave Attell, asked me if I thought he could include a joke in one of his specials without backlash. Dave is arguably one of the funniest, quickest, most fearless, and most politically incorrect comics working today. I couldn't believe that even he was worrying about possible retaliation for one of his hilarious bits. It's terrifying out there right now for stand-ups. My goal was to write a book that not only makes people think, but sparks conversation. As you make your way through this audiobook, I hope you gain some understanding of what it's like to be a comedian these days. I sincerely want you to develop an appreciation of the role comedy plays in fostering healing and cohesion during difficult periods like the present, when our fragile democracy is under attack. But most of all, no matter what, I want you to keep laughing. Eternity is a mere moment, just long enough for a joke. Hermann Hesse. 1. It's not funny until the fat lady cries. Going to a comedy club and expecting not to get offended is like going on a roller coaster and expecting not to get scared. Eddie Sarfati. I've never cried in front of my therapist, and believe me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?